This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
I find it interesting.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What did Matt Ryan say about last night's win? We're going to tell you in 20 minutes. It is Dukes and Bell. Mike, I got to tell you what's going on. I know you've been doing yard work today. After Hurricane or Tropical Storm Zeta came through Atlanta, I talked about my neighbor having a tree come through their house. So they're removing it today. Which is always a scary proposition because, again, you know, you could do more damage. So this tree guys, his company comes out, and I'm talking to my neighbor, and he goes, I'm a little scared. And I said, yeah, I get it. I understand. So these guys come out. And the worst thing is when people come out to do work, okay, and they continue to talk about the work, but they're not doing the work because you're starting to believe that maybe they can't do the work, right? So these guys are outside, and I swear for like the
sizing up the project?
Yeah, 45 minutes, like, you know, they're talking, and you start to get this sense. So I said, do you think they can do this? And he says, yeah, no. He says, the guy, they may need a crane. They're going to get the top off, but they may need a crane to get the base part of the tree out of the, you know, the house where it hit. But they told me that already. So we're sitting there. I said, listen, I got to go in. I got to do a show. But keep me updated. So literally, I just went outside to take a look. And these fools, I don't know who it is. These guys have basically backed the truck down, and they had, you know, the tree, the shrubs where that it shreds the tree or whatever.
Right.
And they backed all this equipment down into like a little area in between the house. And now the truck is stuck.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So the tree, half of the tree has been, you know, chopped, but there's still the half that's in the house that they've got to get done. And now they're trying to basically maneuver this truck. And why is it stuck, Mike? Because it rained and there's mud everywhere.
Oh my God!
So I mean, it's a mess.
There's nothing. I mean, again, you feel sorry for the guy. Did he do his due diligence? I mean, because right now I'm going through all the different lists of things. Like I'm trying to find a guy to, you know, do this and that for the house. And you know, you don't know. You can look at some of the, you know, what is it, the Yelp reviews and stuff. But I mean,
well, yeah. These folks were recommended.
I mean, it's like Jethro Bodine tree removal. What are we talking about here? Like, well, hey, ain't no tree's gonna stump us. Call 800.
These folks were recommended by our other neighbors, Susan, and she, because we all went over there yesterday, like I said, and it was like, okay, because this is crazy. We wanted to make sure everything was cool. So we gave him our roof guy, a guy named John at Pinnacle. He does a great job. We gave him, you know, everybody's given numbers.
Right.
So it's one of those things where he's gone through all of this, but as I'm watching this play out, literally in my office, I'm watching this play out, and I can't be outside today. It's a beautiful day, but all the noise. I mean, they're cutting trees. There's chainsaws. Yeah. So. Right. I'm just watching this play, but I had to say this. Like, you start to wonder, and now, oh, here we go. Now they've backed up another truck to pull the truck that's out of the mud. Okay, I'm going to see how this goes. So I'll keep you updated, but this has been a blank show right now, and the tree is still in the house, by the way. Did I say that?
And it's a big one. How wide is a tree, man? Like about as big as a car?
Dude,
I mean, a big one?
No, yeah, it's a big one. It was a big pine. They told us that pine may have been 30 years old, maybe longer.
Dang.
So it was a huge, huge pine. And you know when those pines, when they come up, like the root ball comes up. So the whole bottom of the tree, literally, you've seen pictures maybe on the news how those trees come up. But, yeah, man, I'm sitting here watching. This is entertaining as hell, but then it's scary because I'm like, don't drop that tree on my house.
Well, that's, I've got, I told you, when the storm rolled through, we had, you know, all the stuff we've gone through. I've got a bunch of like 100-foot tall Georgia pines. I mean, like a country song. I got these suckers everywhere. And so I was out there today cleaning up and doing yard work. And I hadn't done yard work since I was like literally since the day before I left for college, Carl. That's the last time my old man had papers on me to be doing that stuff.
I'm done. I'm not doing anymore.
So yesterday, by the way, as I've fallen into total like suburban, like, you know, every cliche of like Will Ferrell, you know, we're going to go to Home Depot, maybe Bed Bath and Beyond, but there's not enough time. So yesterday I go to a Home Depot. We'll talk more about this in Guy Talk at 5:40. But I picked up a leaf blower, and I picked up like a smaller one that I can use. My wife can use, you know, because she likes to do yard work too. And immediately I'm getting like all these guys doing the review. You're like, well, you know, that's a good one, but you know what I mean? Then, you know, I got some guys. If it's not gas, it's not a leaf blower. I go, dude, it's. First off, it's, I mean, I
he
didn't realize,
right, though. He
of,
right.
Of all the things that I've tweeted and I've talked about, I got 319 comments on the LXT brushless Makita leaf blower. You know what I mean? So I'm out here in the country. I'm in Sharpsburg. The sucker worked today. Works like a charm. It's great. I mean, and by the way, my dad would never, leaf blowers were not a thing in the 80s. I mean, they were just starting to be for like landscaping companies. We, of course, everybody in my dad's neighborhood did their own yard work. My father's
right.
Like,
you're right.
My dad's like, you're not doing a stupid leaf blow, those things make so much noise and the smoke and the gas. So we raked and we brushed and we used brooms. So I got to be telling you, my dad up in heaven, Dad, you idiot, leaf blowers are so much easier. This was the way to go. Oh my God, it's great.
I do agree with those guys, though. If it ain't gas, it ain't working. I do agree with those guys.
It worked fine. What am I doing? I'm not doing the Ponderosa.
How long is the extension cord? You need an 85-foot extension cord to do the yard. Are you serious?
It's a cordless. It's a power. It's got a battery pack.
Oh, charge it. Okay, charge it up. And it lasts, what, 20 minutes?
It lasted long enough. I didn't even know. It didn't die. I did the driveway. I did the front walk. What do you need me to do here? I want to go down the street to everybody else's house on my Forrest Gump.
You might
to mow everybody's lawn.
You might as well try it out.
I used it for 10 minutes, and that's why I bought the one that was only that size, because I don't need this. I brushed some stuff away from the pool area. You know what I mean? This was my morning today. And then I went to Publix, and I got a sub, and then I came home. This is what I wanted. This is what I got. I got country life.
I love it. I love it. And like I told you, my neighbor asked me about my blower. He went and bought one, and then he went and exchanged it because mine was bigger and better. With that, let's get to an NFL Blitz! Hunt,
hunt. Welcome to the NFL! With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Mike, you asked Charles Barkley about that big matchup, Ravens-Steelers. Let's hear from Ben Roethlisberger talking about the Ravens' defense.
You know, arguably, I think there was an article this morning or yesterday at some point talking about the best tandems in the league, and these guys were at the top of the list. And Jimmy Smith, I don't even think was considered in that the tandem, if you know, that's the third guy. And so just some really good football players, you know, ball hawks, guys that know how to play, that can strip it. There's just a lot of challenges facing us this week in the pass game, and that's also saying that you have time to just sit and throw it. Our guys are going to all have to be involved. That's going to be the key, I think, is we're going to have to try and find the best matchup and just kind of see where it goes from there.
This game is in Baltimore, guys, and again, you'd think it'd be a 4 o'clock game, but you got in the AFC some other matchups. This one is a 1 o'clock start, and since we already had the Falcons on Thursday, I presume we'll all get this game on CBS.
I hope so. I want to see it. I hope it's physical. I hope it lives up to the hype. Mike Tomlin also talking about defense, and he believes he's got one of the better defenses now in the league, Mike.
You know, we have a commitment there. You know, if they can't score, you can't lose, and it's kind of approach that we take. But that commitment goes back to player acquisition, the development of schematics, just the things that the nuts and bolts things, if you will, when you build your program. I just think good winning, consistent football, top-notch defense, particularly defense that's stout against the run, is a significant component of that.
So I like the Ravens only because I think the Steelers are doing L, but the way they're playing, man, who knows? It's our NFL Blitz. Mike McCarthy is going to start a guy named Ben DiNucci. Ben DiNucci. Oh, he's going to be the starter for the Cowboys. Let's hear from Mike McCarthy.
Ben doesn't lack confidence just in the way he plays, the way he steps into the huddle. So, I mean, it's important. You know, his first responsibility is to make sure he has total command, and he's doing a really nice job of that.
Ben DiNucci there. For those who don't remember, this guy, he went to James Madison. Yeah, James Madison, Harrisonburg, Virginia, off of 81, by the way. This guy was a seventh rounder, as Carl mentioned, in 2020. I don't know. I mean, it's always been the crazy story. Everyone loves the backup. This guy gets thrown into the mix. We'll find out. He was going to go to university. He was going to go to Penn. He was going to be an Ivy Leaguer. And then he accepted a scholarship from Pitt. And then that, he was a redshirt freshman. I'm looking at the guy's history. So he actually played games in the ACC, and then he decided to transfer to JMU. So he lost his starting job to Kenny Prickett, who was a quarterback for the Panthers. But anyway, this is, in case you're wondering who the hell this guy is with a star on his helmet, that's him. So that's
Hell is this guy?
Ben DiNucci.
Oh, yeah, he'll play for the Cowboys. I don't know how good he'll be. Hey, meanwhile, what else is going on? Chargers shut down their facility, Mike, due to COVID concerns. This has become the norm, hasn't it? I mean, just is.
I mean, just to make sure everybody's safe, quarantined. And again, look, you know where I come on this one. If you are an older person, you got pre-existing condition, you know, be careful out there. But at some point, everybody in sports is going to have this, for crying out loud. Kaminsky, by the way, is back from the COVID-19 list from the Falcons. We didn't see him in action last night, our defensive lineman. But, yeah, the Chargers dealing with this. I think the NFL, Carl, has done a pretty good job. Again, if you get back into a scenario what they had with the Titans, then you have to start talking about pushing the season back. But they're obviously in a hell of a lot better position than college football is with this.
I agree, man. Hey, Cam Newton says, no, losing is unacceptable in New England. And I wish I had the soundbite. We don't have it. But I saw this, and I thought it was really interesting because I don't think losing's acceptable anywhere. But he basically says losing in New England, in that area. The Patriots, by the way, have now lost three in a row. You know, Charles said a must-win this week for Auburn. I think it's a must-win for Cam Newton and the New England Patriots. But, Mike, he says losing, quote, is not acceptable in this locker room, in this county, in this state, in this area, in this region.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Taking a quote from Joe Judge, the Giants coach.
Really is. He says, that's what I've learned. So in the past 2 weeks since he returned, obviously he was out with you know, coronavirus, or at least test positive. 26 of 40, 255 yards, no touchdowns, 5 interceptions for Cam.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Oh, the early returns were so impressive. I mean, the game they lost in Seattle, that was one of Cam's best games in like 4 years, you know, in that loss going up against Russell Wilson. So here's a guy that he knows it. He gets where this is going. And Belichick, I mean, there was an article in the Boston Herald saying the Patriots should tank. We remember we were just talking about this ourselves yesterday. Wouldn't it be just like the Patriots to come out smelling like a rose with some quarterback in the mid rounds? But Cam has still got a chance here. Because if Cam doesn't succeed here, what's next for him? Baseball hat land and sidelines?
Man, I don't know.
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, honestly, he says his play right now is trash, not my words, his, and unacceptable. They have the Bills Sunday. We'll see how things shake out. Let's hear from Brian Flores, Ken, back at the studio, because Tua gets his first start this weekend. The head coach of the Dolphins, Brian Flores.
A lot of that has to do with Tua. I mean, his focus is on, you know, this week, and really I think he understands that it's not Tua against the Rams, it's the Dolphins against the Rams. You know, he's a team guy, and you know, I think his teammates are supportive of him, and that's kind of the approach we've all taken.
Does he throw for 300-plus yards this weekend?
You know, against the Rams?
I know. That's why I'm asking.
No. I mean, I'm surprised that Flores is Charles Barkley saying, I don't know why I'm going to put him out there because, you know, Aaron Donald could rip him up like a wishbone. You know, the hip will be the least of your concerns. Strange decision. I don't know. I'll say I'd be happy with 250 at this stage. But 300 yards against that Rams defense with Jalen Ramsey floating around, I'm going to say negative.
Okay, I don't think so either. But we're gonna learn a lot about him. If he's running around trying to create, you know, opportunities, he's the guy. I mean, I like the Dolphins from that standpoint a lot better with him in the at the helm than I do with Fitzpatrick.
But they are alive. I mean, they are technically alive in the AFC wild card.
You know, 3-3.
That's why you could. You don't have, as much as people are clamoring for him, you don't have to do this if you're Brian Flores. But that's where they're rolling.
All right, last but not least, let's hear from Drew Brees. I know Ken says he has the Cam Newton. We'll play a little bit later on for you because it's very interesting how he emphasizes how losing is unacceptable. But Drew Brees, talking about the Saints, Mike, we're going to see them November 22nd. It seems like it's been forever, but first time this season we'll see them, just the way the schedule shook out. But Brees says their offense is starting to get on point.
Just time on task. You know, each and every year is different, and especially when you've got a bunch of new guys that – you know, didn't get a preseason, didn't get an off season, and all of a sudden they're just kind of thrown into the mix, and you got to, you know, figure out what, you know, who are we as an offense? You know, what's our identity? What are we able to do? You know, what are we hanging our hat on? What's our bread and butter? You know, how are we putting these guys in the best position to succeed? And, you know, based on the defense that we're playing and the matchups and all those things, I mean, there's so much that goes into a game plan. But, you know, I feel like the more time on task you get, the more game time experience, especially with young guys, you know, the more you begin to fine tune what you're doing.
They've got the Bears, by the way. Bears 5-2, Saints 4-2, and that is a 4:30 game this weekend.
Yeah, I had a guy ask me, he's in a suicide pool and he's starting to run out of options. I say take the Saints in this one. I think the Bears got exposed, and I think they're not going to win another. I'm not saying they're going to against elite competition. I mean, the Saints still have a chance, Carl. They've got to get it in gear too. So they've got to step it up, but I'm going to take the Saints for sure if I was on a money line.
I'm going to do the same with the Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Rules for this nationwide contest available at radio.com/picks. That's where you can go to pick your games, guys. Make your picks at radio.com/picks. Do it today. Sign up. No point spreads, lineups. Totally free to enter, and you could win $1,000. It's a lot of fun, and join in. See what you got. Coming up, what did Matt Ryan say about last night's win? We're going to tell you next. It is Dukes and Bell coming your way live from our Mobile Kia studios. Mike, the entertainment continues. They got the first truck out. Second truck came, and these guys hooked up a rope to this other truck. So literally, the guys, it was a big countdown, and I hear this, 3, 2, I'm like, what's going on? And then I hear, and the guy's revving the engine. He's like, slow down. And I was just thinking, okay, he's going to rev the engine, and the truck's going to go flying, but it worked out perfect. So maybe these guys know what they're doing. Everyone in on our street and in the cul-de-sac where we're at has come up to see what's going on. Because, first of all, again, you don't see a tree in a house every day, which I wouldn't wish that on anybody. But I think just people are coming up to see, how are you guys going to do this? And so people have literally just walked up, kind of taken a glance, talked to my neighbors, you know, while they're sitting out here they're in their driveway, and they're trying to, you know, make sure everything's cool. But, man, crazy. It's fun. I mean, it's fun until it's not fun, but it's fun. I'm with you. Hey, experience internet that's more than just fast with Xfinity. It's X-Fi on a Falcon Friday. Guys, I know it's weird. Quick turnaround coming off of, you know, really Sunday and then Thursday Night Football. Falcons won't play again until the following Sunday, which is November the 8th. That'll be against the Broncos. Then they get the bye week. So, you know, again, going on a run is very plausible. For me, I'm not going to get caught up in that simply because, as Mike said, the Vikings game, you went, damn, they played well. Okay, turn back around. I thought they'd beat the Lions, and they should have, but then they blew it. So now Matt Ryan says, this win is the start of something. And I'm going to quote him here. He says, I hope it's the start of something. I really feel like, although we are 2-6, I feel like we've been doing, you know, we've been in some tight ones, meaning tight games, and we've played some good football. And I think we can play some really tough football here in the second half of the season. Now, I know many people are going to say, well, you know, we saw that last year. We did. And, guys, by the way, if they finish like they did last year, Mike, they might be in the playoff hunt. And they were able to fix it, not only fix it, but, you know, again, I think much more than even us, guys, because our Super Bowl run was completely unexpected. We didn't believe that that was going to happen that quickly for Dan Quinn. But for the Saints, I mean, they've been in, you're talking about now, what, going to two NFC championship games and losing in dramatic fashion. You lose at home against the Vikings last year. They've had shots that I don't think, Mike, we've had in these last few years since 17. So, you know, we talk about windows. Yeah, they were able to fix it and then go on a nice little run, although it hasn't culminated with the Super Bowl W. Matt Ryan, guys, he went on to talk about, you know, the fact that New Orleans twice in a three-week span. You got, you know, two games against Tampa, and then you talk about a game against Kansas City. So this second half of the season is not like last year. This is going to be a lot more difficult to navigate, Mike. So I don't know if we go on a 6-2 run or whatever it might be, but I do think Matt is saying, hey, we've been in these games. We've killed ourselves. We can win some of these games in the second half of the season. Well, that's the thing. See, I look at that differently than a lot of people. People, and this is what I was talking about last week, like when I talked about my life and not being black and white all the time, there's some gray and there's some areas where you just have to, okay, let's really think about this. I think Raheem learned from last week. I think, you know, again, you say what you want about being a head coach and I can handle it and all that stuff, but until you're thrown into it, you know, it's one of those. So I think he learned last week, Mike, why the hell are we going forward on 4th and 5? Why am I caught up in this notion that we have to go forward? And I heard Troy say this last night, and I just laughed so damn hard. He goes, you don't have to go for it on every 4th down. You don't. Make the smart play. And on the road, by the way, with the defense that can't stop anybody, take the points. Give your team confidence. It's bigger than just, well, we're going to be aggressive. So that's how I saw that last night with going for it when a lot of people say, why not go for it? We've been going for it. Play smart football. If you lose playing smart football, I can accept that. I can't accept, well, it's just what we do. Since when?
And you're like, ugh. So you're getting the agony and the ecstasy. You're getting everything you love about this team and everything you hate about this team in a couple of drives yesterday. And then we talked about the penalties. Luckily, they were able to overcome them. Had Bridgewater been healthy down the stretch, different outcome? I don't know. I mean, we were pretty much handling Bridgewater for much of the game.
I think we were, Mike. I mean, he was under duress all night. And that's the thing. I don't think he felt comfortable, even though they were making that last drive. And then, of course, the penalty, once, you know, that happened with Charles Harris, which, again, was a dumb penalty. Charles Harris has to own that. He gets ejected from the game if you missed that play last night. But I don't think he felt comfortable. I just don't. And you know, even the interception. We were talking about Matt throwing, trying to force the ball into Julio. He was trying to force that in. There was coverage everywhere. Where was he throwing that ball?
Right, and for some reason, again, you know, he misses Ridley when he's open. I don't know. As you, we want more. You said it. It's something we've talked about. We want to see better, I don't know, cohesion in the red zone, certainly with Matt and Julio, but not at the expense of missing the open receiver. Then that validates what guys say. Look, you don't judge Julio just by touchdowns because he makes everybody else better on that field and draws plays and draws coverage, which opens things up. And then Matt's got to see that when Ridley was open against Green Bay or Ridley was open last night in the end zone.
The thing about Matt's MVP year, and it's not like he's having a terrible year, by the way. He's playing well. I think he leads the league in yards and all that stuff, and we said that. That's all nice. At the end of the day, it's still about wins. But the year that he wins the MVP, the one thing I think Kyle Shanahan got across to him, and again, I'm not saying that Dirk isn't saying this, but take what they give you. Don't force it. That's why Matt threw touchdowns to 13 different guys that season. That was the anomaly of that season, which was, I'm not going to force it to Julio. If it's not there, I'm going somewhere else. And everybody chipped in. Mike, that's the part where give them whatever they give you, take it. You don't have to force the ball to Julio. Julio's going to get his regardless. He's that good.
And Todd Gurley leading the NFL in touchdowns. I mean, I in a million years I would not have expected this. And I know that because they have to manage his touches, I think they set the stat last night. We talked about Aikman mentioned second in the league in carries or touches. They have to shut him down for basically a quarter. That's when you saw Brian Hill and Ito, but then keep him fresh for the end. It's working. It's just the other stupid coaching decisions which have cost us. Todd Gurley has given us more than we ever expected this season.
Yeah, it's a surprise. It really is. Hey, coming up, Yeah Man, No Man, it's the Tailgate at Home edition, as we do on Fridays. We'll tell you what we got cooking. I'm about to tweet out what I'm doing today, or actually what I've already done, and it's so good. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man.
Kind of makes me wonder why the hell so many people are trying to tell me to slow down. Seems like I should be shutting the hell up and enjoying the show.
He's 6'1".
Not really.
From Florida.
Kennesaw State.
And gives rapid fire questions. It's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Bo Morgan.
All right, guys, it's hashtag Dukes and Bell Tailgate at Home 2020 on a Friday. Coming up, the latest with Trevor Lawrence and how it may affect college football. But right now, each and every week, we get a chance to talk about what we're cooking, how we're cooking it, and we want to share with you guys. Make sure you tweet at us and send those pictures as well. It is Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, See Dukes, the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. And, of course, Mike Conti, 929, and Squidbilly, 929. And, Bo, what is going on today, man?
You know what, guys? It's just a great Friday. It's a victory Friday. We got a win last night, doing a high school game tonight, got a college game tomorrow, got a Halloween party. I got 8 holes of golf in this morning.
Hey.
I'm living up to – I'm really happy. I'm on cloud nine. It's great. And, you know – I'm actually getting some grilling going this weekend. I'm actually not grilling tonight, but I've already done some preparation here earlier. I went ahead and made 2 batches of my rub, And I am actually cooking meat to order to this weekend. I have I have someone that ordered. I say ordered. He didn't. He's not paying for it. It's a friend thing. But you know, our guy Dave Archer. He's he wanted a pork butt. I took some meat to the Falcons radio crew a couple of weeks ago for the Monday night game, and you know they just thought, hey, that's one of the best pork butts they've ever had. So Arch ordered up a 10-pounder. I got one of them a start for him tomorrow night, so he can have dinner. And then I personally found a little small cut of brisket, and I'm going to be using it, about 5 pounds. I'm going to cook it late Saturday night. So probably going to stumble home from the Halloween party, check on the pork butt that I put on for Arch, and then probably throw my own brisket on if I'm in sound enough mind.
Well, you know, you got all those devices, Mike. He's got all those devices that, you know, you'll get alerts, won't you? I mean, if you fall out or you're sloppy drunk, which I know that would happen to you, but it'd wake you up. It'd wake you up.
Well, you know, I don't have it set to alert me, but it does get out of range when I'm on the other side of the neighborhood. So the good thing about a pork butt is when you put it on, it's gonna take a while when you cook it low and slow. It's not gonna get overcooked because that's gonna be about a 15 hour. I'm gonna do it for about a 15 to 17 hour cook. So yeah, whoa, it'll be all right. Look, I just say my first rodeo, Carl. I don't know who you think you're talking to.
I know it's not. Wow. Hey, man, Mike, I'm curious because guys have asked me, so you got the blower. What about the grill?
Well, that's a great question, Carl. I was at the Home Depot yesterday, and I want to give a shout-out to Ron and his wife, Annette. They are big listeners. They both work for Delta. They live down in this neck of the woods. I was at the Peachtree City Home Depot, Carl. So I was down that neck of the woods, and so the guy kind of like, he didn't tap me on the shoulder, but he goes, are you Mike Bell? Because I had that Kool-Aid mask. I kind of give myself away. I've got the mask with the Kool-Aid man coming off. Like, what idiot would wear that? Anyway, he goes to me, he goes, yeah, man. He goes, I love the show. Listen to the show. He goes, is Conti really opening up a restaurant? And so, no, because, hey, Mike, are you on? Is Mike online?
Yeah,
because apparently Ron's got some business opportunities on the south side. Now, it might cause you to relocate, but apparently he's got.
Hey, listen, I'll move to the south side for anything. It's nice down there. My buddy Holman has lived in Noonan for probably about a decade now. He loves it down there.
I know. So. Hooked up with Holman last week. Yeah, I had the puppy out.
I heard. He said he was quite struck at your rate of consumption. And then he's going to have to probably work up to your level a little bit.
Yeah,
but.
I told him, I said, you know, you may have to. I said, we're getting some wood carving for the pool. It's going to say day drinkers. That's
right.
That's going to call our residents.
Listen, I'll tell you what, though. Look, in another life, maybe I would love to do the restaurant thing with you and a couple other people. We'll see. But I love it down there on the south side. It's a beautiful part of the area. I feel like we don't get down there enough. And not only is everyone so friendly down there, but there are a lot of listeners of the radio station, like you said. But it's funny because I had a similar experience when I went to Buckhead Butcher Shop last Sunday. I went in and I got some duck confit and some duck sausage because I'm going to try to do that duck chili this weekend. It's
right.
Kind of chili and stew and soup season right now. As I'm walking out, the guy at the counter is like, yeah, that was Mike Bell. I go, No. I'm Mike, but not Mike Bell. And you're not Mike Bell? I'm like, no. Believe me, I'm not Mike Bell. I don't want to put that on Mike's name, unfortunately. But I have to tell you guys, last Sunday, I'll post the pictures tonight because I'm not grilling tonight. I got the bone-in house brine pork chop there.
Ooh.
Let me tell you something. It is not easy to get that brining exactly right where the pork chop is going to come off tender and juicy. This thing, you almost didn't even need a knife. It's a pork chop, too. I mean, it's not like Wagyu or beef or anything like that. I mean, almost fork tender, that pork chop. Just absolutely delicious. Just seasoned it with a little bit of kind of mild parsley, basil, seasoning, salt, pepper, nothing fancy, and made a heck of a dinner out of that on Sunday. So I'll post some pictures tonight as I enjoy my second round of Sauvignon Blanc with that pork chop.
It sounds nice. Good, man. I'm going to have to try that there at Buckhead Butcher Shop, by the way. They sponsor us here on a Friday with hashtag Dukes and Bell tailgate at home. Mike's right, though, Conti, that is. I'm doing chicken corn chowder, man, creamy chicken corn chowder. And I already did it. I'm going to send out some pictures, but it's got everything in it. Chicken, obviously, bacon, butter, bread and pepper, onion. I put a couple of jalapenos in there, garlic. But it just came out so delicious, man. And I actually think I made too much.
because I had chicken that, you know, skinless, boneless chicken breast that I cut up. But, Conti, I got to tell you, you're right. With the weather change, it's perfect. And then, you know, put that half and half in there to make it nice and creamy. It is really, really tasty, man. I'm excited about getting into that a little bit later on.
Okay, I'll jump in. I got Kobe burgers tonight that we picked up. We got the beef from our buddies at Buckhead Butcher Shop. So, Becky, we're cooking with gas, Mike Conti, for the first time, Squid. In the condo, we had the regular electric, you know, surface with the kitchen. So we're literally, our Carl's, the phrase says, cooking with gas tonight. So it'll just be some Kobe burgers with some bacon.
Mike, hold on. This is an important distinction. Is it a gas stovetop or a gas grill?
Guess it's a gas stovetop, he said, not knowing.
Thank God. Okay. Yeah. I was worried for a second you bought a grill with a propane tank and that you would never use charcoal in your life. That had me a little bit concerned. Okay.
No. Hold on a second, Mike Conti. I mean, you know, as my good, my mentor Hank Hill said, taste the meat, not the heat.
Yes. Well, and propane is a clean burning fuel, but it doesn't really impart much flavor on the meat either. So, Mike, when you invest in your grill, and I'm sure you will soon, or if it's a smoker or whatever, charcoal's the way to go 100% if you want the flavor.
That's it. I mean, I've got nothing but time. I'm a day drinker, guys. There's no rush on this. So, but a Squidbilly, I don't know if I'm going to get the contraption with the smokestack and like the wires. It looks like a time bomb. But either way, we're gonna put a lot of thought into this one. And Squidbilly, you can come down here and consult on this.
It's a lot of fun. Mike, I would love to come consult with you because I think I need to come consult all of your household needs, especially the man part ones, because you got a blower, got a battery. I mean, when you said that earlier, I yelled at Ken, I almost threw my phone. My dog was scared. I mean, Mike Bell drives a sports car, like Formula One, and he's a man's man, and, you know, a car guy, and he bought a daggone blower with a damn battery. What are we doing here?
Two things, Mike Conti, in my defense, right? So I went to Home Depot, and I'm looking at these, and there's like DeWalt, and there's like different brands. And then I'm like, wow, Makita. I go, is that owned by Stan Makita, the hockey player?
No, Stan Makita had a donut shop up in Chicago, and you saw that on Wayne's World. You could always do what I do and just pay someone to blow the leaves off your yard.
Yes. Well, again, this is after the storm, and I have yet to contract with a lawn care specialist, so had to keep up with appearances. So, no, by the way, the thing is lightweight. It works fine. Squid, it's not like I'm going to be blow-drying the Mercedes-Benz stadium, okay? I got a driveway, and I got a front walk. The thing works great, and it's got a battery pack. What's bad about that?
Mike. The gas blower I have, it's not heavy. It's a gasoline. It's an Echo. You always buy Echos when you do lawn equipment like weed eaters, blowers. I mean, there's an adequate. I mean, you want a lawnmower? You buy a Honda, okay? You buy a Honda Pushmore. That's what you get, or a self-propel. That's the best mower out there. You want, you know, a blower, you buy an Echo with a freaking motor on it.
Wait a minute. So you have a golf cart, right?
That's right.
Is it powered by gasoline?
Not the lawn equipment, and it's golf course approved, Mike Conti.
You know, by the way, all I know is I like the color. It was inexpensive, and it came. It wasn't a la carte, Mike. I didn't have to go buy a separate battery pack.
Was it one of those bright green battery-powered things? Those do look really sharp, actually.
This was like kind of an electric blue.
I'm with you. It looks like a tool of the future. I'm going to have to side with you on this one, Mike, opposed to Bo.
Thank you.
Well, that's Mike, I'm glad it's not a nice color. Everyone will think you're just so cute while you blow the yard.
I love it.
All I know is I got the Makita LXT brushless, and I'm happy. And I don't care what you say, Squidbilly. It's not that it makes too much noise either.
Squid, did you hear me ask him earlier? It's Dukes and Bell. It's hashtag Dukes and Bell tailgating home 2020. Mike Conti hanging out with us as always on Fridays. Bo Morgan, thanks to Buckhead Butcher Shop. Bo, I asked him earlier, I said, how long did the charge last? 20 minutes?
Hope you bought your battery.
It lasted long enough to get the job done. I didn't know. It didn't die on me. I got the stuff off the driveway. I went back. I made a sandwich. That was my morning.
Hey, man, send us your pictures. We got to get out of here, Bo. Send us your pictures, guys. Put the hashtag on there. Enjoy the weekend. Mike Conti, great job as always. Bo, get us out of here.
Make sure you have pretty colors in your pictures, guys, so Mike will like them. Guys, as always, thank you to Buckhead Butcher Shop. Ken, hit the music.
There you go.
All right, man. We're having fun. And the fun is half the part of the fun right now is this adjustment for Mike moving from Midtown into the country. It's very fun. All right, dog reports on the way. Dogs, Kentucky. But the big news in college football has to do with Trevor Lawrence. We're going to talk about it next.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.